so much. Good morning, evening, everyone. Thanks for joining. Julie, please be so kind to help me do a roll call.
Certainly. And Olga, this would be an appropriate time, I think, to mention that we have new procedures that were agreed to as part of the GNSO Council operating procedures on the 5th of August. And those procedures contain a procedure for work team and working group members to update their disclosures of interest or to provide disclosures of interest at the beginning of working group and work team meetings. This is a brief procedure. It's not meant to be onerous. The point is that work team or working group members should speak up if they have any interest that may have bearing on the discussion at this current meeting. And the way that this was handled yesterday at the GNSO Council call is as we made the roll call, then the working group or work team chair could ask at the same time whether or not those members have any disclosures of interest related to the call.
Thank you, Julie.
Sorry to interrupt, Olga. Rafik has just come back on the call.
Great. Hello, Rafik.
So Olga, if you like, I could go ahead and do a roll call and at the same time. And since Rafik has just joined, but I think he's familiar with this procedure as it was handled yesterday in the GNSO Council, but there is the brief procedure of asking if there are any disclosures of interest relating to the matters at hand. So as I proceed through the roll call, I will ask each member to indicate whether or not there are any disclosures of interest relating to this call.
Perfect.
Judy?
Yes.
We already started in another working group to do that, so...
I'm not sure I follow you. I'm sorry. What was your comment?
That we started this roll call in another working group about the disclosure of interest and joint working group on assisting new applicants from developing countries.
Oh, I see. And so you're saying you're familiar with it. I assumed you were, but I just repeated it since you had just joined the call.
Yeah.
You would understand what we were doing. And so since I will start with the chair, Olga Cavalli.
Hi, good morning, good evening. My interest, I'm very much interested in enhancing the outreach of ICANN, and I am involved in several outreach activities related with Internet governance. So part of that experience could be used for ICANN.
Thank you, Olga. Rafik, Damek?
Disclosure of interest is to bring more new people from developing countries to be involved on ICANN.
Thank you very much, Rafik. Deborah Hughes?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have a very keen interest in outreach. As part of one of the reasons I was asked to even consider seeking appointment for the GNSO Council was because of the need to get more not-for-profit organizations engaged in ICANN, and I was fortunate enough to join as an appointed counselor, and part of that remit is to make sure that we reach out to not-for-profit organizations, and as part of that, I have been very aggressively outreaching to not-for-profit organizations, so wanted to let the committee know and this work group know that I am very, very interested and very involved in outreach activities.
Thank you very much, Debbie. And then just as following the roll call, the other members on the call are from staff. We have Glenda Saint-Jury and Julie Hedlund.
Thank you very much, Julie. Thank you.
Olga.
Thank you so much. The idea for the call today is we have received comments from Krista, Chuck, and Michael in relation with the document. And then Claudio sent several comments, which I think are very interesting to talk about, but they're, in my modest opinion, more related with the general purpose of the document and of the committee. So my suggestion would be if we can focus on the revised redaction of the document and see what Chuck, Krista, and Michael have suggested, and then perhaps if we have time, discuss about Claudio's suggestion or questions, or maybe we can discuss those which are more higher level ideas in our list. I don't know if we will have the time today to address Claudia's comments. I did answer him yesterday. Maybe you have the chance to see it, because I think his concerns are okay, but I think he has a different point of view, and perhaps we can help him, giving him some information to revise his position. And there may be a moment that we may decide to go ahead or not with the document, following, if there are people that think, like Claudio, that this idea of having a committee is not good, or if most of us think that it's a good idea to present the document. But this may be doing, we can do this in the list. Does it sound okay? Okay. Hearing silence, I take silence as a yes. And let's go to the document. First comment addition is in page 2. The committee should develop outreach strategy, blah, 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 blah. And there is a comment from Chuck, I think, identify potential participants and target populations and develop a plan for reaching this population and identify programs and resources that could be used or developed to execute the strategy. What does the comment say? Let me make it larger.
Sorry, Olga, which page?
It's actually
second page.
Julie, it's actually page 3.
Oh, it's
3?
Oh, you're right. It's page 3, I'm sorry. It says, members of what? Don't we mean participants here and possibly elsewhere in the document where members are mentioned? It's a very good comment. So I think it's from Chuck, right?
This is Julie. Yes, that's correct, Olga.
So he's saying that we're talking about members, and he's saying that we should talk about participants.
I agree with the change. This is Debbie. I'm sorry. I agree with that.
Yeah, me too. Rafiq, are you okay with talking about participants and not members?
Oh, yes.
Great. So, Julie, please, could you then review the document and make the changes in all the documents?
Right. I will accept that change. Thanks.
And then his changes should by could, which is okay, as we are talking everything to the future. Okay, then this is the last paragraph in page 3, which has an addition from Chuck. He says, this is one option. Why not include others as well that may be outside the academic community, local ISOC chapters, local chapters of the Chamber of Commerce, and it says one starting point for outreach in those communities or regions not engaged in the GNSO could be to select one university in the region that could provide a contact person with whom the committee could engage. This is a text that I added. My intention was to give it a certain academic level to and certain formality, focusing the academic community, which is not engaged in ICANN almost nothing. So I don't know what others think about the comment. Because then it says this relationship could benefit the university and ICANN. Other starting points can include ISO. We can include the text that it's in the second part of the paragraph. This relationship could benefit the university and ICANN. Other starting points can include local ISOC Internet Society chapters, local business association, local members of the non-governmental office branch of the United Nations. My opinion is that ISOC chapters are already involved in ICANN activities. By the way, all the ISOC chapters participate or have the chance to participate in the CCTLD's training that ICANN support somehow, for example, in Latin America. But this has not been so much promoting outreach. That does exist already. And what it doesn't exist is about universities. So my intention was to focus in more on the academic universe. I am open to comments.
Olga, this is Debbie. I'm thinking maybe we make it two paragraphs and have one paragraph focused on outreach in the academic sector, and then kind of like what you've mentioned in the second section, say, in addition, you know, I can could consider outreach outside of the academic community in organizations such as, and then include this list. That way we're getting, I mean, I hear exactly what you're saying, but I'm trying to think, is there a way to strike a balance between that there may be a need to reach out, for example, to local chambers of commerce or local other maybe there's other organizations that we can list in this section, because if the feeling here, and I think that's what we've been talking about, is that there's been a lot of outreach already to the CCTLD community and that sort of stuff. We don't want to dilute what we're trying to do with the academic community by adding it maybe up top, but maybe we add what Chuck's suggesting towards the end in this other section. So that we're not saying that outreach to those organizations isn't important. It's just, you know, so we think that outreach in academic areas is needed and not present, but then in addition, ICANN can also do this other outreach over here.
I think, Debbie, your comment is very good. And by the way, if you look at how it's written, we could add, we could separate the paragraph into two parts and enhance, like there is a desire of enhancing the academic side, and then not excluding other chances that, as it's mentioned here. So I think it's a good idea. So, Julie, could you please split the...
Olga?
Sure. Sorry.
So I think what we can do is that the same idea can be done for other, like we say that for academic, that there is one university in the region. For business, maybe... one chamber of commerce, etc. So we define that for each maybe community that there is a kind of focal point or local contact in the region. But just I'm not sure about CCTLD. CCTLD, they don't even some of them they don't even involve in CCNSO. So I'm not sure how and why we need to bring them to the GNSC.
No, I apologize. I mentioned the CCTLD issue because at least in Latin America, the only outreach activity that I can do is related with training with two CCTLDs. So what I was mentioning is that, and that is done in cooperation with ISOC and that is fine. I'm okay with that. And by the way, if you look at the work that the local ISP chamber does, they're very active in ICANN, but not other chambers. So adding other chambers could be a good idea.
Anyway, we can say that we need the a focal contact for each community, for this community in the region, and we can give like one university in the region as an example. It's we give it a detail what we about the idea. I think it can work. So we can enumerate all these ISOC chapters, etc., and then when we give the example, we can like that we could be select one university in the region and so on.
You mean mentioning the university in the document?
Yeah, if that the idea that we can add that we are not just focusing in only in academic community. We enumerate all these local ISOC chapters, local chapters of chamber of commerce, etc. But when we give example, we give that one university to that we can highlight about the academic community. It's kind of, it's a compromise. So we can talk about others, but also we can highlight that for academic community.
I personally like more the Debbie approach, her suggestion is dividing, if I understood you correctly, Debbie, we could split the text in two parts. One is specifically talking about universities, and then other starting points can include local. So having other chances is not prohibited. It's open there, the chance. But making a special mention about universities as a separate paragraph, this is what you mentioned, David, right?
Yes, that's right. What I was saying is what we can maybe, Julie, we can add some stronger language that says, you know, the work group really feels that the academic community has, that there's a true opportunity to increase outreach in the academic community since the work group hasn't seen such in the past. And we think that this is an important area to focus much of the efforts of this outreach effort or something like that, right? And then talk a lot about what we said in the academic community and then do maybe perhaps another paragraph that says, in addition, there are other, organizations that should benefit from outreach efforts of this activities and then list the others. Does that make sense, Julie?
Yeah, I'll add a sentence, although I think that we do say that somewhere in there about the...
That's what I thought.
The university, but then I what I've done is I've separated it. I've just added, I just took Chuck's information that he added and just separated, made it as a separate paragraph following the section on outreach to universities.
There you go.
Okay, fantastic. Then we have 2.1.1. Chuck says, I am not sure that the committee will be an authority, so he changes by body.
And so, okay, this is Debbie. This, again, goes back to, you know, to the questions that I kind of, you know, have just generally raised, wondering, you know, again, this was just an idea that we, you know, threw out there and thought made sense, I mean, a way to kind of coordinate all these activities, and I've read Claudia's comments and Chuck's comments as well, and I don't know how committees are created or not created within ICANN, and I am the first to admit that I am a newcomer to the inner workings of ICANN. I guess taking a half a step back, I don't have a problem with changing the word authority to body. I guess what I would want to make sure that everybody understood is I think what we're trying to propose is a way, a more formalized way to coordinate all the outreach efforts within ICANN. If we call it a committee, if we call it a group, I mean, we can call it whatever we want to call it, but I think the most important thing that I would like to say at this point is that I think there's value to having a formalized something that is used to coordinate these efforts, and if it's too offensive to the political landscape of ICANN to call it an official committee, then, you know, I think, you know, we can have that discussion. But I think certainly there's a value to having something set up that coordinates all these bodies. And so I'm not caught up in the language and whether or not we have the ability to, you know, say that the committee is authoritative and that sort of thing. And that's where I'm coming from in this section and then the related comments about the committee.
Debbie, is there another word, and I'm not a native English speaker, perhaps lighter than authority but stronger than body?
What I was thinking is...
But because your concern is, I agree with your concern.
Yeah, I think, this is Debbie again, what I was thinking is what we could do with this section, and I defer to Julie to kind of help me here, is, you know, it doesn't have to be in what we call it. It can be in how we describe it. So, you know, if we create a committee committee to provide a centralized body in the GNSO, we could say, I just want to figure out a way to say that the community would recognize this centralized body as being, I don't want to say the definitive or authoritative source, but, like, this would be the quote-unquote approved place where all coordinated activities occur, and I don't know, I'm struggling with how to do that without making it, you know, an official committee that needs to be created and that sort of thing, but that the work group would ask, or the work team is asking, that ICANN support the creation of a committee that would be a centralized body where the community agrees that all of these activities are coordinated.
This is Julie. I would avoid the whole issue of centralized authority or centralized body. I mean, what we're asking for is a committee to be formed. If there is agreement that there is a committee and agreement with what that committee does, then based on the mission of the committee, it will become, you know, I mean, it will be a, you know, sort of a, I don't want to say it, it will be an entity. But let me suggest this language for that first sentence. The purpose of the committee is to coordinate, recommend, consolidate, and assist with the execution of the GNSO's outreach objectives.
Debbie?
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, because it is, if everybody agrees on, you know, that there should be a committee and this is the purpose of the committee and its purpose is to coordinate, recommend, and consolidate with the execution of outreach objectives, then it essentially becomes a centralized authority. But we don't have to say that here.
That's right.
That based on how we define it.
I'm okay with it. Rafiq?
As it's it will do coordination, I think it will be centralized.
Well, I guess that's my point, Rafiq, is that if it is coordinating and consolidating, then it is a centralized authority. But I understand, and based on some of Claudio's comments, and you know that there is concern about, you know, calling something a centralized authority, but we can define what, you know, what it does based on its mission. So is that language okay? The purpose of the committee is to coordinate, recommend, consolidate, and assist with the execution of the GNSO's outreach objectives.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Rafiq, is that okay with you?
Can you just repeat, please?
Yes. The purpose of the committee is to coordinate, recommend, consolidate, and assist with the execution of the GNSO's outreach objectives.
Yeah, it's okay.
Thank you, Rafiq. Okay, then we have in the third paragraph a new language, which was added by Chuck or by, was changed by whom? Julie, can you see that?
Yeah, this is by Chuck. I think what Chuck did, if you'll notice, he deleted section 2.1.2.1 mission, and then he took that text from
and
that
section. Yeah, I see. He included
2.1.1
it in this one.
And then expanded that to be purpose, mission, and activity, so it's all one section.
I haven't checked word by word. I'm not sure if it has changed a lot. I just moved the text into one section, which is merged with purpose, mission, and activities of the committee.
He just moved the text, Olga. This is Julie. He just moved the text. He didn't change the text.
So it hasn't changed. So great. I like it. I think it's more clear. You like it, Debbie? Or you?
Yeah, I do. I want to say I like the way this is organized. It makes a lot of sense.
It's very Chuck-oriented. He's very organized when he writes the agendas and everything. So it's his style. Okay, fine. Then we have 2.1.2. Are you okay with that change? It's in the order, Rafiq?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, if I don't talk, it's okay.
Okay. Take silence and say yes from Japan. 2.1.2, membership of the committee. He changed membership by what? Or structure. Okay. The committee, and then he changed his, her disagree. Strategies. Oh, that's the text that he put up on top, right? It's the
Julie, what he did was... he, instead of saying, in addition, the committee should establish a specific outreach strategy, he changed it to In addition, the committee should establish specific outreach strategies.
That sounds okay. This staff liaison should be someone who is involved in ICANN's communication efforts, such as the vice president for the communications and marketing or his or her designee. It's a misspelling, designee. This is particularly important for the committee to coordinate efforts, blah, blah, blah. And then I don't think it's appropriate for us to tell the board how to operate. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I honestly, at first, I had a problem with this removal. Now that I'm thinking about it, and then also in light of, I don't know. On your version, I'm looking at Michael's version. Do you have the version where it says the committee membership terms all highlighted in green?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I have it. Yeah. In green means that it was. It should be gone, Julie.
I don't know because I don't have the same colors that you have.
Yeah.
If you're talking about the paragraph that starts the committee membership term, that is in blue for me. But that means that there is a comment that applies to that, and the comment that applies to that is we might want to be more specific here, e.g., 2-year terms with 2 successive term limits.
Right. So my comment to this section is, again, that push-pull that I was having and the struggle with working on this is how specific do we want to be, how specific don't we want to be? And remember we had started with some language where we were talking about, should we specifically lay those things out, and we kind of backpedaled from that saying, let's let the committee membership figure that out. But, I'm open to go either way here. About whether or not we want to add term limits or successive terms or any of that.
I wouldn't add that now, and I would leave it as it is, because I think it being very specific now doesn't make any sense.
One thing we could add if we wanted, this is Julie, is typically when we're starting these groups, there is a drafting team that drafts a charter for them, because, of course, all of these types of committees should have a charter. And we could indicate, we could say that the work team recommends the development of a charter drafting team to develop the specific terms and term limits.
Okay.
And we just sort of punt it, when the charter itself is being drafted, because there'll have to be a charter, and the charter will say what are the terms and membership of the committee.
Excellent. I like that.
Okay, you can add it, actually?
Yeah.
One comment here says, I don't think it is appropriate for us to tell the board how to operate. It is talking about what? About duplication of efforts to ensure that outreach to UNSO committee is consideration when applicable in ICANN's communication and to ensure consistent communication. Where are we mentioning the board?
This is Debbie, I'm sorry. The comment is related to the deletion of the sentence. In addition, the board public participation committee shall have periodic members meetings that are focused on the work of the committee. In other words, we were suggesting that the board's PPC committee should be involved, and that they should have meetings, and that they should be focused on the work of this committee that we're creating. And then I think Chuck deleted that sentence and said, I don't think we should be telling the board what to do. And I'm fine with that.
Okay, me too. 2.1.2.1, representation of the committee. To the extent possible, with a small committee, the committee should include representatives from different sectors of the GNSO community, individuals, academia, commercial enterprises, non-governmental organizations, members from different geographic regions and of different gender. A comment, we might want to be more specific here. No, we don't. And it was deleted, the work team recommended the committee should coordinate outreach with relevant ICANN organizations and could incorporate recommendations from the work team. Recommended the common operation plan, blah, 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 when establishing other specifics regarding the structure of the committee voting. Are we okay with this deletion? Sorry. I think deleting this, it's somehow being not so specific, but I'm not sure if we are okay in taking this out.
Olga, this is Julie. I think the reason he took it out is because this section is talking about the representation on the committee, but that the language that he deleted talks about just sort of in general what the committee should be doing, that is coordinating outreach. And we already talk about up in the mission that the work that the committee is coordinating outreach. So I think he thought it was not only redundant, but then also didn't actually have a place in this particular section. We could move it to the section under the mission and activities if we wanted to retain it. That's probably a better place for it.
I'm sorry, this is Debbie. Are you talking about the deletion that begins the work team recommends?
Yes.
That's already moved. He already moved it.
Oh, okay. Then
oh.
That is...
Yep. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Okay. I was talking and I didn't realize I had it on mute. I'm sorry. He moved it up there. Yeah.
Great.
Oh, okay, good.
Great, because...
And that's what he did, Olga. He moved it because...
Okay.
It
no problem. Fantastic. So then about now, there's so many changes here. It's hard to track. Then it says committee representatives should demonstrate knowledge of the GNSO and its policies. And that's okay. I don't know. Knowledge is changed by what? I cannot tell.
Olga, this is Abby. I think this is related to Krista's comment related to a willingness to learn about rather than just a knowledge.
Yeah,
I think.
I was suggesting it should maybe read, committee representatives should demonstrate a willingness to learn about the GNSO and its policies and procedures.
Are we okay with knowledge?
Well, to replace knowledge. Her point was that rather than saying demonstrate knowledge, the understanding, I think the point is that maybe she was making was that we don't necessarily want to have only sort of GNSO insiders on the committee, but we would want to welcome, you know, people who may not, you know, be as knowledgeable about the GNSO, but they are willing to learn about the GNSO and its policies and procedures.
Debbie, any?
I certainly don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's been part of my challenge in trying to get engaged.
Okay.
You know, if you know a little bit, but you're willing to learn, how do you ever learn if you don't get a chance to participate? So
great.
I support that.
We keep it. So then we have an addition or something highlighted. It says the Board Public Participation Committee should manage the member selection process and be responsible for recruitment, nominations, application process, and the selection of members. Is that this is to be deleted or to be added?
No, this is when it's highlighted like that, Olga, it means that there's a comment associated with it. This is one of Chuck's comments. He says, these don't seem like appropriate tasks for a board committee. He says, my first thought is that the GNSO should do these things.
So can I make a suggestion, this is Debbie, that we say something like that this would be one of the tasks of the drafting team when they come up with a charter? Like that the drafting team would put in the charter that the committee should consider such things as, do you know what I mean, Julie?
Yeah. I'm changing it right now.
Does that make sense, Olga?
Yes, totally. Yep.
Traffic. Just I am thinking that maybe when we are GNSO, it means that all stakeholder groups and constituency will participate in this election process, like what's the case for the non-com.
This is Julie. Rafiq, what wording would you suggest? Right now I've just changed it to the charter drafting team procedures for the member selection process and be responsible for, member selection process and recruitment nominations. I've got to change this. I mean, basically the procedures for these things should be in the charter. Do we want to add something specific, Rafiq, that says that the member selection process should include a procedure for engaging?
Maybe if I can say that GNSO should manage them, et cetera, if we define all this, how it will be done, it will be through the charter. which will be defined by the drafting team, but maybe it's too much detail. Just what I want to highlight that if the GNSO should be do that.
I see. Okay, then I'll make sure that it says that the GNSO would be engaged in this. I'll figure out how to say it.
I'm lost where we are.
Well, what we're saying is that if we don't want to say assign this to the board participation committee, Chuck's point was that the GNSO should be involved in the process of member selection and recruitment and so on through the charter drafting team. I need to write some language here. I don't know what it will be off the top of my head, but it'll be something very similar to what this paragraph says, except for that we'll mention the GNSO and also the charter drafting team.
Okay. Then we have committee members should cooperate with ICANN fellowship selection team to be able to invite up to 10 key people to each ICANN event, who may include people who represent numerous groups such as leaders of academia, business associations, and non-government. I like this, but what we are missing, what has been changed is, I cannot tell, but I like the language.
I think it just checks that Coram, how to say, rephrase it, but it's he didn't change the substance of this paragraph.
Okay. The committee should include 6 voting members from the GNSO constituencies and stakeholder groups as follows, and then it says, this seems good to me, so fine. And what else? The ICANN regional coordinators, how many are there? This could double the size of the committee. Wouldn't it suffice to invite members to participate in committee activities on an as-needed basis? As far as I know, for Latin America and Caribbean, there were 2, and now there is only 1, because the guy in Latin America left ICANN. So now the Caribbean guy is in charge of the whole region. So I think there may be, and I know Baher from Egypt. Rafik, that Baher is in charge of the whole Africa liaison for ICANN?
Baher is for the Middle East and Anne Rachel for Africa.
Okay. I think there may be 5 or 6. I have no idea exactly how many are there.
I think it's more complicated. I think for the case of Europe and for Asia, it's more subdivision. I think that there is Vini for... It's quite strange for this part of the world.
Yeah, but I think it's worth to have them at least related to the committee, because they know the region. They're from there, and they're already doing some outreach activities. So I wouldn't take it out. Debbie, what do you think?
I don't know enough about how these regional coordinators are organized to know whether or not it makes sense to do what Chuck's saying. I mean, I would prefer to have them involved. But, you know, I hear what he's saying about the group being too large.
That's a very important comment. But I think that they should be related somehow.
I agree.
So maybe we can say that we can take them apart and say a close relationship with ICANN regional coordinators should be established or something like that. Because they are in the region, and they, for example, Pablo, who was our regional, he was from Mexico, and he was the organizer of all these CCTLD trainings, and also he did some events about new GTLDs and all that. So he is quite aware of what is happening. So we shouldn't collapse with their work or cannibalize what they are doing. At the contrary, we have to enhance their work.
This is Debbie. Can we say something like, in addition, the committee could include ICANN staff as non-voting members in addition to coordinating with the following, and then say ICANN communication staff, ICANN regional coordinators, and then like leave the one staff support out because we already said ICANN staff in the previous sentence. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally. Did you get that, Julie?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. 2.1.3 suggested goals for first year. And then there's additions made by Chuck, saying the GNSO chair will establish a volunteer working group for GNSO counselors to recruit the initial committee members. That's a new one?
Yes, that's new text. I think it's
GNSO chair will establish a volunteer working group of GNSO counselors to recruit, but that shouldn't be so formal. I don't know.
Olga, I think it's the problem that it means that if we how the committee will decide for to establish a data for requirement, it, especially for creating and opening a plan and budget when it it doesn't form form yet. So maybe at this at this stage it's maybe too early for the committee or something like that. This is my understanding.
So you would take it out?
No, maybe I'm trying to understand what.
Olga, hi, this is Debbie. This is a comment added by Michael, and I was thinking about this as I was reading Claudio's comments again, which are quite good. I understand where Claudio's coming from and others that at some point, you know, the purpose of this committee presumably would be to coordinate the existing activities that are going on within the GNSO, and that perhaps we should use the GNSO to help recruit members to get on the committee. So I like the language. Maybe it's the will that we're having a problem, like, you know, making a mandate. Or I don't have a problem asking the GNSO to help us recruit members to the committee. I think that makes sense, and that's probably appropriate.
What I think it's complicated is establishing a volunteer working group. It's quite complicated.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're talking about the actual establishing of a working group. I see what you're saying.
I think that GNSO should recruit among the GNSO community the people that work. That's it.
Olga, I think that we already said before that the GNSO will do all this stuff that should manage the member selection process and be responsible for the recruitment, termination, and the application process, etc. So maybe this establish a date of recruitment effort is contradictory what we said that GNSO is responsible.
I think, this is Julie, I think we said earlier that we were going to say that the GNSO is involved and also talk about the drafting team setting up the procedures for recruitment. I could make sure that what we say previously, which I haven't had a chance to draft yet, would be consistent with what we say here.
I think we can strike this part because we already have GNSO, we manage that.
Debbie?
Yeah, okay.
Fine. So it's number two, the recruitment working group should go. Establish a date for completion of recruitment efforts for member of the committee. I'm not sure we have to say this now. Establish a date for the first meeting. Establish a date for completion of the charter.
Can I make a recommendation that maybe we frame this as like this would be part of the recommendations that the drafting team would put in the charter?
Sorry, I didn't follow you.
My question is are these the types of activities or the types of details that are normally put in a charter?
Yes.
So should we just say it that way? That the work team recommends that the drafting team include the following guidance or, you know, to the, I don't know, I'm stumbling over words.
You know, which
do you understand
is my
what
point.
I'm saying?
My point is the following. We are bringing a new idea. First to the OSC, then to the GNSO, and then to the whole ICANN. And we have no idea if this will succeed or not. And now we are saying that we need the first meeting and we need a charter and we need the chair and we need a working group to select the members of the blah, blah, blah. I think it's going too far. And once this committee is approved, and because it may not, so then it will be, there will be a charter and there will be a chair and all that. I don't think that's too complicated to handle afterwards. Or we need this language here because it's important. It's a kind of a procedural question.
Olga, I just have a question. But when we talk about drafting the team, I thought that it's the GNSO Council which decide if there will be a drafting team or not. So maybe we are taking decision instead of the GNSO Council about that. So maybe just we need to say that the committee need a charter, but it will managed by the GNSO Council. How maybe to start the drafting team? I don't know how is the process.
This is Julie. What I would suggest is perhaps taking out this section, but moving a number of these things up into where we talk about that the GNSO Council would establish charter drafting team. The charter drafting team will include, in the charter procedures for, recruitment and, all of these things, initial meetings. It's typically when you develop a charter, the charter contains these things. It says who will be the representatives, it says where, we recruit the representatives, where, establishing the meeting schedule, membership guidelines and all those things. So maybe that could all just be part of where we talk about the GNSO Council establishing the drafting team. And then it would still be in here, but it wouldn't seem as prescriptive as it does, by having it in its own special section.
Okay, I like it.
I like that, too. I'm sorry, this is Debbie. I've got to drop off to go to another meeting.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, don't worry. Let's do the following, guys. Which page?
On page 6 to 13.
So okay.
Quite a bit.
My proposal is the following, because I also have to leave. Julie, could you prepare a new document with all these changes? Send to the list. And then we try to finalize the revision next Friday. So we leave time for the rest of seeing our changes.
I think that's a good idea, Olga. This is Julie, but I would recommend then that you send a message to Philip, because we had set the end of August as our deadline.
Yes, I will. That's exactly what I was going to say. I will send a message to Philip right now and tell him that we may be there with the document half of September. Is that okay?
Wonderful, Olga. And I think that this is very important because I think we're getting very, very good feedback on this document. And so this is a good way to keep this going.
Okay.
Olga.
Yes.
Olga, sorry, you said half of September, but I think that we should finish early because in half of September we will be together, and I think in the IGF, so it will be a little bit complicated to manage to finish at that.
I hope to finish by next Friday. I think we may, because we had good feedback from several members of the working team. And you're right, we will be traveling, but at the same time, we will be connected. So I don't want to delay it a month more. I think it's too much. So let's try to achieve half September goal.
Yeah, yes, me too. I want that to finish that as soon as possible and then to go to move to something else.
Okay. Okay, guys, have a nice weekend and nice to talking to you today. And thanks for joining.
Thank you very much, everyone, and I'll get a document out a little bit later.
Great. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.